Further education, and much random reading on my part, mostly of his poetry, provided me with an image of Walt Whitman, the personality. Also proud, oversized, always intimately and directly engaged with the issues, people, and places about which he wrote. I've given this collection a three-part structure. Whitman came of age in the years leading up to the War of Secession, and had direct personal experience of that war as a hospital worker and healer. Hence, part one focuses on the great events of that time, and, at least for Whitman, the great personage and inspiration of Abraham Lincoln. Based as Whitman was for much of the time in Washington, D.C., these diaries and diatribes, and yes, even a couple of poems, offer perspective on issues that trouble us even today. Four weird or dark stories comprise part two, here also with a couple of poems for mood. These are urban tales, inspired by actual events and people in Whitman's circle, even family. They are located mostly in New York and its environs, and the feel of them anticipates the city I came to know 100 years later. In part three, we close with the epic humanistic poem, Song of Myself, which redefines the role of the artist in society, dynamically identifies the individual, each individual, with the mass of humanity, and ultimately becomes a prayer for understanding, tolerance, and spiritual unity, first in America, and finally among all peoples. Stefan Rudnicki, November 2022. Part 1. Whoever you are holding me now in hand, without one thing, all will be useless. I give you fair warning before you attempt me further. I am not what you supposed, but far different. Who is he that would become my follower? Who would sign himself a candidate for my affections? The way is suspicious, the result uncertain, perhaps destructive. You would have to give up all else. I alone would expect to be your sole and exclusive standard. Your novitiate would even then be long and exhausting. The whole past theory of your life and all conformity to the lives around you would have to be abandoned. Therefore, release me now before troubling yourself any further. Let go your hand from my shoulders, put me down, and depart on your way. Or else, by stealth in some wood for trial, or back of a rock in the open air, for in any roofed room of a house I emerge not, nor in company, and in libraries I lie as one dumb, a gawk, or unborn, or dead. But just possibly with you on a high hill, first watching lest any person for miles around approach unawares, or possibly with you sailing at sea, or on the beach of the sea, or some quiet island. Here, to put your lips upon mine, I permit you, with the comrade's long-dwelling kiss, or the new husband's kiss. For I am the new husband, and I am the comrade. Or, if you will, thrusting me beneath your clothing, where I may feel the throbs of your heart, or rest upon your hip, carry me when you go forth, over land or sea, for thus merely touching you is enough, is best, and thus touching you would I silently sleep and be carried eternally. But these leaves conning, you con at peril, for these leaves and me you will not understand. They will elude you at first, and still more afterward I will certainly elude you, even while you should think you had unquestionably caught me. Behold! Already, you see, I have escaped.